Dede May seizes 100 underweight loaves from Yato Bakery. And in international news, Iran protesters defy crackdown as videos show violent clashes.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. Government has assured the public that Zambia is not among the countries affected by the recent recall of Nestle NAN infant formula reported in the media over concerns of possible toxin contamination. In a statement, Ministry of Health Principal Public Relations Officer Georgia Chimombo said the ministry became aware of international media reports regarding the recall of NAN Special Pro due to 12-month infant formula, which is alleged to be linked to potential contamination with cerulide, a toxin produced by certain strains of Bacillus cereus bacteria. Ms. Chimombo has emphasized that under the Food Safety Act, the ministry is mandated to protect the public from health hazards and fraud, adding that Section 13 of the Act prohibits the sale of food products that do not meet food safety requirements. She has explained that following the report, the ministry activated international notification channels, including engagement with South African authorities to determine whether Zambia had imported the affected product. Ms. Chimombo has stated that based on information obtained through these official channels, Zambia is not listed among the countries that imported the infant formula in question. The Zambia Metrology Agency has seized approximately 100 loaves of bread from Yatu Bakery in Kalingalinga after inspectors established that the products were underweight. ZMA Senior Public Relations Officer Sandra Mwila said inspectors this month intensified routine bakery inspections under the Metrology Act to protect consumers and ensure fair trade. She said during the inspection conducted on 8 January 2026, ZMA inspectors pounced on Yatu Bakery and examined two varieties of bread, namely Yatu sliced bread and super big loaf. Ms. Miller said the loaves were labeled as 800 grams and 700 grams, but were found to weigh less than declared, leading to the seizure and disposal of about 100 loaves through the magistrate court in accordance with the Metrology Act.
As a result of the non-compliance, about 100 loaves of bread were seized in accordance with the Metrology Act. The seized bread was disposed to the magistrate court. ZMA would like to take this opportunity to urge consumers to remain vigilant and to report any suspicions of underweight or incorrectly measured product. The agency remains available to investigate all such reports in order to safeguard consumer rights. Further, all bakeries and traders are reminded to fully comply with the Metrology Act by ensuring that the bread and other commodities are sold with accurate quantities as declared in the packaging. The agency warns it will not hesitate to take punitive measures against non-compliant bakeries and traders in line with the Metrology law.
Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya has urged farmers who recently redeemed their vouchers and collected fertilizer and other agricultural inputs late under the Fertilizer and Import Support Program to refrain from reselling their inputs. Dr. Bulaya has advised farmers to instead use the inputs productively in order to safeguard food security and protect their future livelihoods. He said while delays in input procurement may create a financial pressure for farmers, reselling fertilizer and inputs carries serious consequences. Dr. Bulaya has also encouraged farmers who receive late payments from the Food Reserve Agency to invest their resources wisely for maximum impact.
For those farmers who have been paid late by the Food Reserve Agency, we strongly urge them to invest these resources wisely for maximum impact, investing in irrigation technology will significantly enhance food production throughout the year. So to those farmers who may have options of or water points, it is important that they invest these resources into irrigation. Even after the rains are over, they can continue utilizing such facility for the maturity of their crops. ensuring better growth and also resilience against climate variability.
The Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources has commenced a nationwide land formalization sensitization program beginning in northwestern province as part of efforts to enhance efficient, transparent and timely service delivery in the land sector. The sensitization outreach, which is currently covering Kalombila and Solwezi districts, is aimed at improving public understanding of land formalization processes, promoting compliance with statutory requirements, and strengthening national revenue collection. Speaking when ministry officials paid a courtesy call on his office, Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary Colonel Grandson Katambi welcomed the initiative and urged the ministry to urgently review and improve the current system of bill distribution, which he described as inadequate and inconsistent. Meanwhile, Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources Director Planning William Nyundo assured the Permanent Secretary that significant progress has been made in improving billing systems. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources Principal Public Relations Officer Delphine Zulu.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The National Road Fund Agency says it is intensifying efforts to make public-private partnerships more attractive in order to draw in private sector investment for road infrastructure development. NRFA Board Chairperson Noel Koma has disclosed that the agency's pipeline of road projects is valued at approximately $6 billion US dollars, with most projects earmarked for implementation by 2026. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Nkoma said the agency is targeting at least 30% of these projects to be financed and delivered through PPP arrangements, a move aimed at easing pressure on public resources. He has further indicated that priority will be given to the dualization of major economic roads, citing the Lusaka-Livingston route as a key project following the successful dualization of the Lusaka-Ndola road.
International news.
We've got a pipeline, and that pipeline is at about $16. Now, whether we are going to achieve it 100%, yes or no, but our target is at least to achieve 30%. So some of the things that we want to ensure is that the major key roads, for example, Lusaka Livingstone, should be dualized, like we have done Lusaka to Ndola. We are looking at also improving mobility on Lusaka to Chipata. But our budget in terms of pipeline projects is sitting at about $6 billion.
Top international news.
Protesters in Iran defied a deadly government crackdown on Saturday night, taking to the streets despite reports suggesting hundreds of people have been killed or wounded by security forces in the past 3 days. Verified videos and eyewitnesses accounts seen by the BBC appear to show the government was ramping up its response as it continues an internet blackout. The country's Attorney General Mohammad Mavahedi Azad said on Saturday that anyone protesting would be considered an enemy of God, an offense that carries the death penalty. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The Speaker of Iran's parliament has warned President Trump that any U.S. military intervention in support of anti-government protests in the country would be met with retaliation. Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf said U.S. military bases in the region and Israel would be legitimate targets. Reports suggest hundreds of people have been killed or wounded by the security forces. The BBC Persian service has verified that 70 bodies were brought to just one hospital in Rasht on Friday, but the morgue was full. The U.S. military says it's carried out multiple strikes across Syria against the Islamic State group. Jordan said its air force had been part of the operation. The military action was in response to an attack last month that killed two American soldiers in Palmyra. Myanmar's military rulers are holding the second of a three-stage general election, which opposition groups have dismissed as a sham. Many political parties, including Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, have been dissolved, and turnout is expected to be low.
The Hot FM Sports News.
And in sports news, Zesco United head coach Emmanuel Tuale says his side is